From Spark and Anvil and Mindforge, this is Forecast and Choose, in Chapter 1 of the Mindforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the top of a hill, where several roads met and split apart, two friends kept a small lookout, and people came to them all day long, at the moment just before a decision. Not to be told what to do, that wasn't what these two offered. They offered something better and quieter, a way to choose that wasn't a blind grab. Forecast stood at the lookout with a spyglass, seeing a little way down each road. Choose stood beside the signpost, holding a small worn compass, not the north-south kind, but the kind that pointed at what matters to you. "Someone's coming up," said Forecast, lowering the spyglass. "A fork in their day. Two roads. They're about to just grab one." "Then let's slow it down," said Choose. "Just enough to do it on purpose."
Forecast went first, because before you can choose well, you have to see a little way ahead. A boy had come up the hill, hot and cross. His friend had borrowed his bike without asking, and now the boy stood at a fork. One road said blow up at him, the other said cool off first, then talk. And he was about to charge down the angry road without a single glance ahead. "Wait, before you pick," said Forecast gently, and handed him the spyglass. "Just look, not far, a little way down each road." And the boy looked. Down the blow-up road, he saw the shouting, and the friend shouting back, and the two of them not speaking for a week, and the bad, twisty feeling in his stomach that would follow. Down the cool-off road, he saw a harder start. He'd have to swallow the first hot minute, but then a real talk, and the bike back, and the friend still a friend. "I'm not telling you which," said Forecast. "I never do. I'm just showing you where each road probably goes, so you're not choosing with your eye shut. Anticipating what's likely down the road, that's my whole gift. What you do with it is hers."
Then Chu stepped up with the little worn compass and did the part that was truly the boy's own: weigh the roads against what matters and pick. "Now you've seen where they lead," said Chu. "So what actually matters to you here? Not what you feel this second. The hot second passes. What matters when you think about the whole thing?" And she held up the compass and let him look at it. And it didn't point north. It pointed at the friendship and being someone who talks instead of blows up and getting the bike back without a war. "That's the thing about a real choice," said Choose. "It's not picking whatever's loudest right now. It's holding the roads up against what you care about and choosing the one that fits. The angry road is easier for 1 minute. The cool-off road fits what you actually want for the whole rest of the week. Values, then consequences, then..." She paused. "Then the part people skip."
"Then you actually do it," Choose finished. "A choice you never act on isn't a choice. It's just a nice thought on a hilltop." Because that was the quiet trap, and Choose knew it well. People could see the roads and know which one fit, and then just stand there, frozen, choosing in their head forever and never taking the step. So Choose asked the last realist question. "What's the first small thing? Not the whole road, just the first step down it." And the boy thought, and his shoulders came down a little, and he said, "Go sit by the creek till I'm not hot. Then find him. Then say, 'Ask me next time, okay?'" "There it is," said Choose. "That's a choice. Seen ahead, weighed true, and stepped into." The boy went down the cool-off road, the harder at first, better at last one, and the two friends watched him go, a little steadier than he'd come up. "Good seeing," said Choose. "Good choosing," said Forecast. There is a solid, grown-up kind of feeling in making a hard choice on purpose and slowing the hot second just enough to look down the roads, hold them against what you truly care about, pick the one that fits, and then take the real first step. It doesn't make the choice easy. It just makes it yours, chosen with your eyes open by your own compass, instead of something that just happened to you. And carrying that, a person walks into every fork in the road a little less swept along and a little more like the one holding the map.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Forecast and Choose. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.